A pleasant good afternoon to you from Omaha, Nebraska. Jim Kloss and Jim on the campus of Grace University in Omaha, Nebraska. Women's college basketball on the way. The North College Defenders take a 6-16 mark into today's contest, facing a Grace team that is 7-17 after a win last night over Ozark Christian College in Joplin, Missouri. They got a win of 77-51, got back on the bus, headed back to Omaha, made it back here in around the midnight hour, and get out of bed now for the 2 o'clock wake-up call facing the North College Defenders in non-conference women's college basketball. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as best I can from courtside. Here at Grace, the North College Defenders trying to get back on the winning side of things. They were beaten on Wednesday by Morningside College. They're 6-17 overall, 3-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Micah Hulst leads the team with a 10.5 scoring average and 12.6 rebounds per game. She is making 45.4% of her field goals and has 71 block shots so far this season. Alyssa Palomo scores 9.8 points per game, but she is not in uniform this afternoon. Paige Angbers adds 8 points per game, 51 of 130 from the three-point line for 39.2% success. Kim Cruz scores 9.2 points per game. Cassidy Vredevoet scores 7.9 points per outing with 5.7 rebounds. North College is scoring 63.7 points per game, allows 69.7 points per outing. North College is converting 38.2% of its field goals and allow 37.5% success. Dort is out rebounding teams 43.1 to 38.3 and have gotten to the free throw line 464 times, while the opponents have been there 433 times. The Royals are averaging 56.8 points per game and allow 66.2 points per outing. The NCCAA member is getting out rebounded 47.8 to 39.0. They have made 35.3% of its field goal attempts while allowing opponents to make 35.9%. Of Grace's 1,358 field goal attempts, 431 of them have been three-point attempts. Grace is making 27.6% from the three-point range. Karen Roscoe is good for 15 points per game with four rebounds. She has 35 assists. Nina Twala has scored 11.3 points per game but has only appeared in seven games. She is not in uniform today. Maisha Ward adds 10.6 points per game and is making 44.4% of her field goal attempts. Kayla Bloodworth has two triple-doubles to her credit this season, averages 7 points and 7.1 rebounds per game, and has a team-high 95 block shots this season. Last night, Grace was victorious over Ozark, 77-51. They led it 41-24 at halftime. Grace was led in that contest by Karen Roscoe's 16 points. Maisha Ward came off of the bench for 14. Darielle Evans had 13 points and 5 rebounds, and Kayla Bloodworth had 12 points, 14 rebounds, and 3 blocked shots in 26 minutes of play. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We are just about set for our national anthem. We'll get you the starting lineups when that concludes. Actually, I'll give you the Grace starting lineup at the moment before we get to the national anthem. They will start number 3, Darielle Evans, a 5'8 freshman from Colorado Springs, averaging 7.3 points per game. Karen Roscoe is a 5'4 sophomore from La Quinta, California, averaging 15 points per game. Number 22 is Alyssa Strickland, a 5'6 sophomore from Conway, Arkansas, averaging 6.4 points per game. Number 30 is Kayla Bloodworth, a 6'3 freshman from Oxford, Michigan, averaging 7 points per game. And Maisha Ward wears number 34. She's a 6'2 junior from Pittsburgh, California, averaging 10.6 points per game. Let's pause now for our national anthem. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Non-conference basketball this afternoon. There are several conference games happening. We'll try to keep at least part of an eye on those. Mount Marty is at Hastings. Barcliff is at Midland. Dakota Wesleyan is at Doan. Northwestern is at Nebraska Wesleyan. Starting for the Dort College defenders, you will have Cassidy Vredevoad. Vredevoad, number 35, a 6-foot sophomore from Caledonia, Michigan, averaging 7.9 points per game. Micah Hulst is a 6'3 senior from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging 10.5 points per outing. Kim Cruz is a 5'7 junior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 9.2 points per game. She wears number 4. Abby Chapman's a 5'9 senior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 7.5 points per game. And Jamie Gaysink is a 5'9 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 6.8 points per game. The Dort College defenders are coached by Katie DeWitt-Severson. Grace is coached by Shia Huff. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the opening tip right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Opening tip controlled by the Dort College defenders, and we are underway with basketball. Pass goes right side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz gives it out front to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball, Vredevoad. Vredevoad drives baseline. Shot short, no good. Fight for the rebound. Vredevoad comes out with it. Fires it back outside to Kim Cruz. Cruz off of the glass, no good. And the rebound is corralled by Grace, and we have a jump ball called, alternating possession. Fighting for it, Maisha Ward and Kim Cruz. And Maisha Ward had enough of a handle on it that a jump ball was called. Alternating possession, it's Grace basketball. So Dort College unable to score on their first possession. Here come the Grace Royals. Out front with the basketball is Darielle Evans. Evans passes left side over to Bloodworth. Bloodworth with the basketball. Bloodworth gives it up to Alyssa Strickland. Strickland gives it over to Orozco. Orozco fires it down low for Ward. Ward against Hulse, partially blocked. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Cruz. Cruz up the floor, tries to fire it on the fast break opportunity, and it's taken away by Grace. Darielle Evans in the right spot at the right time for Grace. She comes away with a cross-court pass, that diagonal pass taken away by the Royals. With a basketball out front, Orozco. Orozco guarded there by Gaysink. 12 to shoot, 9 minutes on the first quarter clock. Pass goes right side, Orozco. Orozco gives it up to Evans. Evans loses her foot, Ward loses her footing, and now she is shaken up on the play. She will pick herself up off the baseline. And it will be Grace inbounding the basketball. Grace will inbound with 5 seconds on the shot clock, 8:57 left to go in the first quarter. Throwing the ball in, the ball is deflected, picked up by Dort College, by Grace, 2 seconds left. Shot off the glass, no good as the shot clock expires on the long shot attempt by Evans. Here comes Dort College. Cruz with the basketball, picks up her dribble, goes right side Chapman. Chapman spots up, 3 on the way, off the heel, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Vredevoad. It will be Grace basketball. Grace basketball, and the Royals will bring it up. This is Strickland. Strickland across half court. She's got it on the right side. She gives it off to Orozco. Orozco to Evans. Evans into the lane. Nothing there. Bloodworth. Bloodworth out on the perimeter. Comes back over to Strickland. Strickland looking down low. Trying to find Maisha Ward. Instead it goes to Bloodworth at the top of the key. Right side Evans. Evans 3. Short, no good. Rebound cleared by Micah Hulst. Hulst comes away with it. She passes into the front court to Chapman. Chapman on the wing. Chapman over to Gaysink. Gaysink right side. Chapman. Chapman 3. Too strong. No good. Rebound weak side taken away by Bloodworth. Bloodworth gives it up to Orozco. Orozco into the front court. Orozco crossover move. Spins down to the baseline. Shot is too strong. No good. Rebound down on the perimeter. Out on the perimeter after it's deflected. Hulst came up with it. Passed it back to the middle of the floor to Jamie Gaysink. And the ball was tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Grace. It'll be Dort College basketball. Scoreless through 2 minutes and 11 seconds. Inbounding the basketball will be Kim Cruz. Cruz gives it up to Gaysink. Gaysink up the floor. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink picks up her dribble. Passes left side over to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Kim gives it up. Vredevoad. Vredevoad in traffic. Lost it. And we've got a reach-in foul called against Grace. Believe that's going to go against Darielle Evans. Evans whistled for the personal, her first. Team foul number 1 against Grace. Checking into the ball game is Paige Angbers for the Dort College Defenders. Angbers, a 5'9 junior from Pella, Iowa, averaging 8 points per game. She's a three-point threat for the Defenders. She gets in for Vredeboog. And the inbounds pass, and Angbers got free. Angbers with the easy bucket underneath. And the Dort College Defenders lead it 2-0. 2-0 our score with the basketball, Strickland. Strickland out front, guarded there by Chapman. Strickland picks up her dribble, looking for someone to pass to. She passes off right side to Orozco. Orozco down to the baseline. Orozco, nothing there. Orozco backs it out. She'll reset it. 3 seconds left in the shot clock. She'll fire another three. Bank shot missed, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Dort College will walk it up. Into the front court with the basketball. They go right side to Kim Cruz. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman 12-footer, right wing, good. Abby Chapman with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 4-0. 4-0 our score. Grace will bring the basketball up the floor. This is Alyssa Strickland. Strickland across the timeline. She passes right side to Orozco. Orozco gets a screen. Gasing fights through it. Orozco still with a dribble. They dump it down low. Ball's deflected out. Last touch by Grace. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kenzie Balsamer will check into the ball game. Checking out will be Jamie Gasing. So Gasing checks out of the contest. Chapman will throw it in. Chapman gets the ball inbounded. Here comes Bausma. Gets it over to Angbers. Angbers across the timeline. Angbers gives it back over to Chapman. Chapman at the top of the key. Chapman goes over to Bausma. Bausma with it back to Angbers, and the ball is taken away on the pass. Steal and layup by Orozco, and Orozco gets Grace on the board. They trail 4-2. 4-2 our score. Into the front court is Kim Cruz. Kim Cruz goes right side Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. Chapman comes out front, Angbers. Angbers left side, Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Lost it momentarily. Picks it back up. Gets it back over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball down to the baseline. Chapman back outside to Cruz. Cruz, top of the key. Angbers, 9 to shoot. Now Chapman. Chapman, Cruz. Cruz, 3, short, no good. Rebound comes down to Bloodworth. Bloodworth with the basketball. Bloodworth gives the ball up. Passes it back to Orozco. Orozco guarded there by Bausma. Orozco picks up her dribble. She passes over to Evans. Evans with the basketball to Strickland. Strickland to Bloodworth. Bloodworth with the basketball. Bloodworth to Strickland. Strickland dumps it down low. Shot is on the way. In and out, no good. On the shot attempt by Ward, here comes Dort College. Dort College with the basketball, Chapman. Chapman across the timeline, 5-12 and counting. Chapman with the basketball on the left wing. She's guarded there by Orozco. Feed it down low, Holst. Holst, right-handed hook, no good. And the rebound is taken down by Bloodworth. Bloodworth hands it off to Strickland. Strickland will bring it up. Under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Fast-moving first quarter of basketball. Pass deflected out by Holst. Holst comes away with a steal. Michael with the basketball gives it over to Kim Cruz. Cruz will bring it up. Kim Cruz across the timeline. She goes right side over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. Chapman feeds middle of the lane, Bausma. Bausma, short jumper from 10 in the middle of the lane, is good. Kenzie Bausma with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 6-2. Substitutes waiting at the scorer's bench for Dort College. It'll be Gasing, Dieger, and Blunt at our next stoppage. Pass goes in to Bloodworth. She's at the free throw line, used up her dribble. Comes back over to Strickland, 4:15 and counting. Dort College leads 6-2, past the midpoint of the first quarter. Ward, fade away from 10, no good. Rebound taken down by Bloodworth. Bloodworth back outside. Three on the way is in and out, no good, by Orozco. Another rebound for Micah Holst. Holst gets it away to Kim Cruz. Cruz up the floor with it. Cruz goes right side to Bausma. Bausma looking inside, goes short corner to Holst. Holst in traffic. And we've got a blocking foul called on the Grace Royals. Foul's going to go on number 34, Maisha Ward. Ward whistled for the personal, her first. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Making sure Grace has five players on the floor. Ward checks out of the contest. Inbounding the basketball will be Gasing. Gasing gets it in over the top. Dieger, Shea Dieger, jumper from 10, no good. Long rebound, and we've got a run out. Alyssa Strickland. Strickland with the basketball. Angbers got back defensively. And pass it to Orozco, guarded there by Bausma. And a hand check called on Kinsey Bausma. Bausma whistled for the personal, her first. 3:36 left to play, first quarter. Dort College leads 6-2. Orozco passes to Odriago. Odriago comes back over to Orozco. Orozco to Strickland. Strickland with the basketball. Strickland to Odriago. Odriago, bank shot no good from 10. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball, Gasing. Gasing gets around to Orozco. She'll stop at the top of the key. Passes left side. Coming up with the basketball is Ingbers. Ingbers to Blunt. Robin Blunt in traffic, and she's tied up on the play. Alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Dort College leading 6-2. 3:07 remaining in the first quarter. So Dort College will inbound the basketball. They get it into DeAger. DeAger back outside Ingbers. Ingbers three short from the corner. No good. Rebound taken down by Blunt. Blunt put back from the right block, no good. Rebound cleared by Grace. Grace for the basketball, Orozco. Orozco across the timeline. Orozco picks up her dribble. She passes out front to Strickland. Strickland gives it up to Orozco. Orozco for the basketball on the right wing. 6-2 our score, low scoring affair thus far. Orozco, a runner from 17 straight on, no good. Rebound cleared by DeAger. DeAger gets it over to Gasing. Gasing over to Blunt. Blunt puts it on the floor hard one time with the right hand. Gasing back over to Bausma. Swing it into the corner. Angbers underneath. It goes to DeAger. DeAger shot no good, but there for the putback is Gasing. Jamie Gasing with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 8-2. 2:21 left to play, first quarter. Grace basketball. Bringing it up is Strickland. Strickland goes over to R.J. Reapy. Reapy to Bloodworth. Bloodworth for the basketball. She gives it up. Strickland on the left wing. Grace's offense revolving predominantly around perimeter passes. Odriago shot in the lane. No good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Coming up with it is Robin Blunt. The outlet pass intended for her. She's unable to run it down in the corner. It will be Grace basketball. On the floor for the defenders, Gasing, Cruz, Chapman, Bredevoda, and Hulse. So the original starting five on the floor for the defenders here to close out the first quarter in all likelihood. Dort College leading 8-2. Karen Orozco with the basketball. Orozco passes over to Strickland. Strickland out front to Cooney. Cooney, left side, Orozco. Orozco on the wing. Orozco gives it up to Strickland. Strickland with it left side. Comes back to Orozco. Orozco launches another three. Too strong. Right side rebound taken down by Strickland. Shot in the lane. No good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Kim Cruz. Cruz for the basketball. Kim up the floor with the right hand. Puts it up. Blocked out of bounds by Odriago. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball throwing it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. This will be Gasing. Gets it into the corner too. Chapman, Cruz, three from the wing, good. Kim Cruz with a three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders open up an 11-2 lead. Our score. I thought there was a timeout called on the play. There was not. Had a stoppage in play. Grace with the basketball, left side, Orozco. Orozco at the top of the key, free throw line, fires it off to Cooney. Cooney in the lane, her shot no good. Rebound taken down by Dort College and Michael Hulst. Hulst with the basketball, Gasing. Gasing sidesteps one defensive player, comes back over to Cruz, swing it left side, Chapman. Chapman back to Cruz, Cruz into the corner, Gasing. Gasing thought about the pass, now gets it to Hulst. Hulst basket, no good, but she is fouled on the play. Michael Hulst got it on the right block, went with the over-the-shoulder shot. Moving to her right with her back to the basket. She got fouled on the play. It was halfway down. Pops out. Micah Hulst, 54% free throw shooter, will step to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw on the way for Micah, no good. The 6'3 senior from Byron Center, Michigan, looking for her first points of the afternoon. Another free throw on the way for Micah Hulst. Right-handed free throw is up, and that one's too strong. No good. So Hulst 0 for 2. It is Grace basketball as they clear the rebound. Grace with the basketball. This is Strickland. Strickland goes right side. to Reapy. Left wing, Cooney. Cooney with the basketball. Cooney to Reapy. Reapy, top of the key. Underneath, intended for Odriago, and it's taken away by the Dort College defenders. Dort College comes up with the basketball. This is Gasing. Gasing across the timeline. Jamie Gasing looking inside. 13 seconds. They get it inside to Hulst. Hulst shot up on the rim. Won't fall through. Rebound cleared by Grace. Grace with the basketball. 5 seconds left. Now four. Across the timeline. Pass goes right side. Cooney. Cooney, three at the buzzer. No good. At the end of the first quarter. Our score. Dort College 11. Grace 2. Back with more after this. Grace basketball. Shot in the lane. No good. Rebound cleared by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz up the floor with a head full of steam. Puts it up. Partially blocked. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Danny Joe Cooney. It'll be Dort College basketball. 9:38 remaining. First half of play. Dort College leads 11-2. Pass comes into Vredevoad. Vredevoad shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot no good. And she is fouled on the play. Foul called to on Darielle Evans. Her second. Vredevoad will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So free throws on the way for Vredevoad. First one is up and good. Cassidy Vredevoad with her first free throw. Cassidy Vredevoad will go to the free throw line for her second free throw. 56% free throw shooter, 33 of 59 so far this season. Dort College leads 12-2 pending another free throw. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Van Inklin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Also made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Dort College leads 12-2. Vredevoad made one of two free throws. Grace has the basketball now, and they throw it away. Through the fingers of Alyssa Strickland. Dort College will get it back on offense. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamLTSC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Abby Chapman gets the ball in the lane, tries to run her in the lane, and it's blocked out of bounds by Maisha Ward. It'll be Dort College basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Gasing. Gasing gets it in over the top to Vredevoad. Vredevoad, nothing there. Back outside Cruz. Cruz sets and fires a three. No good. Tap out by Hulst. Rebound Vredevoad. Vredevoad shot hangs on the rim and drops through. She's got 3 points. Dort College leads 14-2. Vredevoad scoreless in the first quarter of play. She's got 3 points now. 8:48 remaining in the first half. Darielle Evans with the basketball. She gives it up left side to Karen Orozco. Orozco with the basketball. Strickland. Strickland on the left wing. Strickland with it. Picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Orozco. Orozco looking for someone to pass to. Gets it. Working against Gasing. She'll put up a runner from 10. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball is Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz passes left side. Gasing. Gasing. Left side, Vredevoad. Vredevoad underneath to Hulst. Hulst puts it up, and she's fouled on the play by Maisha Ward, and Ward whistled for her second personal foul. Micah Hulst will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Hulst makes the first free throw. She's 1-for-3 today. Today's broadcast also made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Dort College leads 15-2. Hulst goes 1-of-2 from the free throw line. She's 1-for-4 for the ballgame. Grace with the basketball. Dort College on an 11-0 run. Grace has not scored since early in the contest when they made it 4-2. Out front with it is Orozco, guarded there by Blunt. Blunt down on the floor after it. Loose basketball. It's still loose. 5 seconds on the shot clock, and now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College gets the basketball back on the held ball. Today's broadcast made possible by Ken Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Engbers pass middle of the floor, taken away by Grace. Coming up with it is Orozco. Orozco with it. Orozco goes out to the perimeter. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound cleared by Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt across the timeline. Right side, Engbers. Engbers on the right corner. Engbers back out front. Blunt. Blunt over to Cruz. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman, three ball, too strong, no good. Rebound weak side, taken on by Engbers. Engbers with the basketball. Engbers gives it up to Blunt. Blunt in traffic, off of the glass, good. Robin Blunt with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defender lead is 17-2. Dort College on a 13-0 run. 7 minutes remaining in the first half. Orozco with the basketball. Orozco loses it. Robin Blunt comes up with it. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It will stay with Grace. Grace Royals inbounding the basketball. We've got substitutes checking in for Grace. Bloodworth checks into the contest. Also checking in is R.J. Reapy. So Grace to toss it in. This is Karen Orozco. Orozco to Reapy. Reapy out front to Cooney. Cooney gives it up to Evans. Evans with the basketball. Evans to Cooney. Cooney puts it up. Shot is good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Danny Jo Cooney with a two-point bucket. She's fouled on the play. She'll shoot for the three-point play here. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour defender gear. Shot is in and out, no good on the free throw. Score remains 17 to 4. Cooney unable to complete the three-point play. Dort College, Chapman goes over to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline working against Bloodworth, and she lost the handle on it. Orozco picks it up. Orozco into the front court. Orozco, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound tipped, and it's controlled by Grace. Hulst a little too far under the hoop, and that ball ended up over her head. Orozco has it, 6:20 remaining in the first half. Blunt working against Orozco on defense. Pass goes left side, three on the way, too strong, no good. Rebound, it's Hulst and Bloodworth going after it. Hulst and Bloodworth run into each other, and we've got a foul on the play called on Micah Hulst. Hulst whistled for the personal foul, her first, and team foul number one against the Dort College defenders in this half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Karen Orozco with it on the left wing. Orozco still has her dribble. 15 seconds. Ball is tipped away. It's taken by Engbers. Engbers with the basketball. Driving in over the right side against Cooney. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Gasing, but we have a foul on the play. A push called on the defenders. And Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt whistled for her first personal. Team foul number two. Beg your pardon. Team foul number three against the defenders in this quarter. 5:49 remaining in the first half. Bringing the basketball up is Orozco. Dort College leading 17-4. 17-4 our score. Karen Orozco, they lob it to Bloodworth. Bloodworth on the right elbow. Bloodworth picks it up, passes over to Strickland. Strickland to Cooney. Cooney with the basketball on the left side, picks up her dribble. She goes back outside to Reapy. Reapy at the free throw line. Her shot from 15, no good. Rebound cleared by Gasing. Grace didn't send anybody to the boards that time. Right side pass comes back over to Blunt. Blunt to Gasing. Gasing, 15-footer, whispers it through from the right elbow. She's got 4 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 19-4. 5:08 remaining in the first half. Orozco basketball pass over to Strickland. Strickland to Reapy. Reapy to Cooney. Cooney with it on the left side back to Orozco. Orozco guarded by Blunt. Comes back to Strickland. Strickland with it. Lob pass over the top for Bloodworth. Bloodworth off of the glass. Good. Kayla Bloodworth with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 19-6. We're past the midpoint of the second quarter. Reach-in foul called on Orozco. For Orozco, that is foul number one. Team foul number three, I believe, against the Royals in this quarter. Checking out of the ballgame, Dieger and Blunt and Chapman. Cruz, Gaysink, Angbers, Holst, and Bausma on the floor for the defenders. Gaysink for the basketball. Jamie has it on the right wing. Pass goes left side over to Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz goes right side, Bausma. Bausma comes back over to Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz to Gaysink. Gaysink to Bausma. Her missed three. Rebound cleared, though, by Hulse. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz to Bausma. Bausma, Gaysink. Gaysink on the baseline. Tries to fire it back out to the wing, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Grace basketball. Grace basketball inbounding near midcourt. 4:13 remaining. First half, Dort College leading 19-6. Karen Orozco with the basketball. Orozco driving in, nothing there. Passes left side over to Strickland. Strickland gives underneath, and the short shot is good for Odriago. Odriago with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defender lead is 11 at 19-8. Kim Cruz with the basketball, Gaysink. Gaysink back over to Cruz. Cruz across the timeline, two players around her. Trying to step through the trap, gets it away to Bausma. Bausma into the corner, Angbers. Angbers three, missed it, too strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Holst. Holst back over to Cruz, and Cruz has it tipped away from her out of bounds. Checking out of the ball game is Angbers. Kim Cruz will check the ball in for the Dort College defenders in front of the Grace bench. Pass comes over to Gaysink. Gaysink with it right side, Cruz. Cruz, three, shot no good. Rebound long, taken away by Orozco. Orozco with it, 19-8 our score. Grace in trailing. Pass goes left side, Cooney. Cooney with it, and Cooney's going to be called for steps. Dort College gets the basketball back. Throwing the ball in will be Jamie Gaysink. It'll be on the sideline. In front of the Dort College bench. Gaysink has it. Passes to the middle of the floor with a basketball. Working up with it is Gaysink now, right wing. Middle of the floor to Cruz. Cruz underneath Hulst. Hulst misses the shot underneath. And the rebound is cleared by Grace. Grace hanging around in this one after Dort College got up 17-2 and 19-4. Now they've managed to get within 11. Shot no good on the perimeter. Rebound taken away by Odriago. Odriago back out front to Strickland. Strickland to Odriago. Odriago layup in the lane. Good. Odriago with 4 points. Dort College leads 19-10. Middle of the floor, it goes to Bausma. Bausma back to Gaysink. Gaysink across the timeline. Free throw line jumper for Vredevoet is up and down. Vredevoet with 5 points, all in the second quarter of play. And the Dort College defenders lead 21-10. Orozco basketball, pass goes left side to Cooney. Cooney gives it up to Evans. Evans, right side, Strickland. Strickland on the wing. Underneath Odriago. Odriago back out front. Strickland. Strickland, two-point bucket is good. That's a three-pointer, actually. She's credited with a three from the top of the key for Alyssa Strickland. We've got a timeout on the floor charged to Grace. 2:08 remaining here in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC in the community, and a variety of other locations in the region. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Defenders by eight. This is as close as Grace has been. Pass goes left side. Gaysink, Cruz. Cruz, free throw line jumper. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Hulst. Hulse fires it back out to the perimeter rather than going back with it, back up to the rim with it. Shot from the top of the key by Chapman is no good. And the ball goes out of bounds off of the top of the backboard. It will be Dort College on defense. Grace has the basketball. Bringing the ball up will be Karen Orozco. Orozco across half court. Orozco passes right side to Strickland. Strickland with it on the wing. Strickland gives it back over to Orozco. Orozco to Strickland. Strickland down to the baseline. Strickland picks up her dribble. Right wing with it is Cooney. Cooney down to the baseline, and Cooney's shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. Or was it Strickland who was fouled on the play? They're going to call the foul on Chapman. Her first. Shooting free throws will be Alyssa Strickland. She will shoot a pair. She's a 71% free throw shooter. Right-handed free throw shot is on the way. Rims around and falls through. It's 21-14. Another one on the way for Strickland. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Second free throw off the mark, no good. It's 21-14, a touchdown difference between Dort College and Grace in women's college basketball. 1:17 and counting. Chapman with it on the right wing. Chapman gives middle of the floor Cruz. Cruz to Gasing. Gasing with it on the wing. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz to Chapman at the free throw line. Now Gasing, 13 to shoot for the defenders. 1:05 left on the game clock here in the first half. Free throw line jumper by Bredevoet is no good, but a foul on the play called on Darielle Evans. Darielle Evans whistled for her third personal foul. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Also made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. It's 22-14. Bredevoet makes one of two free throws. She has six first-half points. All of those points coming in the second quarter of play. Grace has the basketball. Bringing the basketball up is Karen Orozco. Orozco on the right side with it. Goes over to Strickland. Strickland gives it up to R.J. Reapy. Reapy to Orozco. Orozco to Strickland. Strickland with the ball. Strickland averaging 6.4 points per game. They give it inside to Maisha Ward. Ward, the runner in the lane, can't get it to go. Here comes Dort College. Pass goes left side over to Cruz. Cruz to Bredevoet. Bredevoet in traffic. Her shot is good. 8 points for Bredevoet. Dort College extends the lead to double digits. 24-14. Shot clock and game clock virtually the same. Bringing the ball up is Orozco. Orozco goes over to Reapy. Reapy fires it inside. Now it comes back out to Cooney. Cooney down to the baseline. Strickland, Strickland, Reapy. Reapy three from the left corner is good. R.J. Reapy with a three-point basket from the corner. And it's back to a seven-point ball game. 24-17 with 8.4 seconds remaining. Dort College will use a timeout here. A use-it-or-lose-it situation. They don't use a timeout. They lose one at halftime. Those are the new women's college basketball rules this season. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollyerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're a member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Pass comes into Cruz. Cruz across half court. 4 seconds left. Now three. Chapman spots up. Wing jumper off the mark. No good. And that's the end of the half. Our score, Dort College 24, Grace 17. Dort College led at one point 17-2, and they were also up 19-4. Grace, from that point on, outscores Dort College 13-5 to go to the locker room with a 7-point deficit for the Grace Royals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half of play right after this. We're at halftime. The North College defenders lead Grace 24-17. First half numbers. North College 10 of 35 from the floor. 1 for 12 on threes. 3 for 8 on free throws. That comes out to 28.6% from the floor. 8.3% from the three-point line. 37.5% from the free throw line. For Grace, they are 7 of 30 from the floor, 23%. 2 for 10 on threes, 20%. 1 for 3 on free throws, 33%. Turnovers, Grace 6, Dort College 5. Individually, the Dort College defenders are led in scoring by Cassidy Bradovodes, 8 points. 4 points for Jamie Gasing, 3 for Kim Cruz, 2 by Kinsey Bausma, 2 as well for Abby Chapman and Robin Blunt, 2 for Paige Angbers, and 1 for Micah Hulst, 4 Dort College's total of 24 points for Grace. 4 points each for Diane Odriago. Alyssa Strickland has 4 points as well, 3 for R.J. Reapy. She hit a 3 near the end of the first half to get us to where we are right now at 24-17, Dort College leading. Karen Orozco with 2 points. Caleb Ledworth with 2 points. Danny Jo Cooney also with 2 points. Michael Hulst has a game-high 10 rebounds thus far. 5 rebounds for Kim Cruz. 3 each for Cassidy Vredevode, Robin Blunt, and Jamie Gasing. For the Grace Royals, they're led in rebounding by Alyssa Strickland's 5. And Alyssa Strickland also has 3 assists. Dort College has 3 players with 2 assists each. They are Jamie Gasing, Abby Chapman, and Kim Cruz. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 24-17. Dort College in front by 7 at halftime. Let's take a break and be back with a look at some other halftime scores that we can track down right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Halftime scores in the conference this afternoon. Even though this is a non-conference game, we keep an eye on the 4 other conference contests happening. Women's play, Hastings leads Mount Marty at halftime, 36-27. Barcliff over Midland at the half, 29-28. Dakota Wesleyan over Doan, 40-26. And Northwestern over Nebraska Wesleyan, 43-27. At halftime, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of what's coming up this week on KDCR right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coming up this week on KDCR Wednesday evening, we will be traveling to the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota to face the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers with the Dort College defenders. Women's game at 6, men's game at 8. You can hear the games on KDCR 1 week from today. Dort College basketball back at home as they face the Midland Warriors. 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear those games on KDCR 88.5 FM. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM, second half of action right after this. Christianity. Jamie Gasing drives baseline on the first possession of the second half. She gets the two-point basket to go. And the Dort College defenders, 6 points from Gasing. Dort College reestablishes a 9-point lead, 26-17. So Gasing's bucket gives Dort College a 9-point advantage. Runner in the lane, no good by Orozco. Rebound cleared by Hulst. Here comes Cruz, left elbow. Left side it goes to Vredevode. Vredevode down to the baseline, nothing there. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman loses it out of bounds. Turnover back to the Grace Royals. Grace with the basketball. Royals will bring it up. Walking the ball up will be Alyssa Strickland. Strickland takes it across the timeline. Strickland passes left side over to Orozco. Orozco loses it. It's taken away by Cruz. Cruz driving in. Took off too far from the hoop. Shot is no good as she banks it too strong. And the rebound cleared by the Grace Royals. Royals have the basketball, 8:49 left to go here in the third quarter. Pass goes to Evans. Evans runner, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Hulst. Hulst for the basketball. Hulst gives it up to Gaysink. Gaysink with it on the right wing. Gaysink picks up her dribble. She passes off left side. Chapman, short corner, Vredevoet. Vredevoet, middle of the lane to Hulst. Hulst in traffic, shot no good. Micah will go to the free throw line to shoot. Two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Micah Hulst makes both free throws, and the defenders lead at 28-17. As Hulst makes a pair. Out front with the basketball, Grace. They lob it down low for Evans. I beg your pardon, for Ward, and it's taken away by the defenders. Gaysink up the floor, sidesteps the defensive player, sidesteps Bloodworth, puts it up, double clutch, shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Grace. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will inbound the basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Jamie Gaysink. Gaysink gets it in to Vredevoet. Vredevoet up, down, two-point bucket, good. She's fouled on the play. And Vredevoet will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. Vredevoet, a 56% free throw shooter, 2-for-4 today, leaves that one short. And the Dort College lead is 13-30-17. Orozco looking for a ball screen. Gaysink guarding her. Now the ball screen comes from Ward. Nothing there for Orozco. Orozco back outside to Evans. Evans step back. Nothing there. Comes back to Orozco. Orozco bank shot with the right hand on the run. Good. Orozco with 4 points. And the Dort College defenders trail. A lead, I should say, 30-19. With a basketball, right side it goes to Gaysink. Gaysink to Cruz. Cruz left side, Vredevoet. Vredevoet back over to Cruz. Cruz goes right side to Chapman. Chapman into Gaysink. Gaysink, Hulst. Hulst middle of the lane pass to Cruz. Unable to knock down the 10-footer. Rebound taken away by Strickland. Strickland with it. Strickland passes it back to Orozco. Grace trying to make it a single-digit ball game again. Ward. Fires it underneath, and Ward turns it over after throwing it away. Out of bounds underneath the basket. She tried to feed a cutter, but it ends up out of bounds. Last touch by Grace. Dort College basketball. Gaysink gets it ahead to Cruz. Cruz left side, Vredevoet. Vredevoet down to the baseline. Now she fires it up with the right hand. Good. Cassidy Vredevoet, 12 points. Dort College leads 32-19. 32-19, Dort College by Baker's dozen. With a basketball, Orozco. Orozco in between the circles. Pass deflected by Gaysink. Ward comes up with it. Ward, Maisha Ward, driving in, and she travels with it. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College to throw it in, length of the floor in front of them. Throwing it in for the defenders will be Blunt. Gaysink gives it up to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt back over to Gaysink. Gaysink working against Evans. Pass goes right side. This is Hulst. Hulst against Bloodworth, and Bloodworth is set. Hulst gets called for the charge. Micah Hulst whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number two on Hulst. With 6:30 remaining here in the third quarter, Dort College by 13, 32-19. Grace basketball, Orozco. Orozco with it. Orozco picks up her dribble. She passes left side. Shot on the way. No good by Evans. Robin, you got help there. And Evans will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She's a 65% free throw shooter. 5'8 freshman from Colorado Springs, averaging 7.3 points per game. She's scoreless thus far. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Also made possible by a grant from the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Evans makes a pair of free throws. Now a turnover on the other end by the defenders. Dort College has not been sharp on offense this afternoon. Haven't shot it well. Few too many turnovers in a setting where I wouldn't think you'd have a lot of turnovers. And stepping on the baseline out of bounds is Danny Joe Cooney, and the Dort College defenders will have the basketball back. So Dort College will bring it up. They give the ball to Gasing. Gasing in the backcourt. Jamie has it, picks up her dribble, goes middle of the floor. Left side it comes to Engbers. Engbers to Gasing. Gasing with it in between the circles. Jamie Gasing setting the offense, goes over to Blunt. Blunt to Hulst. Hulst back over to Blunt. Blunt into the corner. Engbers, three from the right corner. Good. Paige Engbers with her first three-pointer of the day. And the Dort College defenders lead it 32-35-21. So Dort College slowly building that three-point, that lead up to 14 now after Grace had it down to seven. Karen Orozco, pass goes into the corner. Cooney back out front to Strickland. Strickland had 4 points in the first half of play. Orozco with it, working against Gasing. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Hulst. Hulst over to Gasing. Gasing brings it up. Gasing has two players stab at it, picked up by Blunt. Blunt over to Engbers. Engbers three, too strong, no good. Rebound weak side taken down by Hulst on the perimeter. Comes back over to Blunt. Blunt guarded on the play. They get it back over to Gasing. Gasing gives it up to Hulst. Hulst puts it up, blocked by Bloodworth. But there to clean it up is Cassidy Vredevoet. Vredevoet with 6 points. And the defender lead is 37-21. So Dort College slowly pulling away. They led at 1 point by 15 in the first half, 17-2. And again at 19-4. Now they've matched that 15-point lead, plus one. They're up 37-21, 4:15 remaining. And a reach-in foul called on Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt whistled for the personal foul. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So Dort College on defense with the basketball. Orozco. Orozco runner in the lane, too strong with the right hand. Rebound cleared by Grace, but the outlet pass is deflected, and Cruz comes up with it. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz all the way into the lane. Lays it up with the right hand. Missed it, no good, but she is fouled on the play. And the Dort College defenders, an opportunity to build on the lead with a clock stopped. Dort College trailing. I should say Dort College leading 37-21, beg your pardon. First free throw is up and good for Cruz. Cruz, 4 points. She's got another one on the way. 38-21, so Dort College has outscored Grace 14-4 here in this quarter to establish the double-digit lead. Cruz misses the second free throw. And the defender lead stands at 38-21. Cruz with 4 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Reapy with it. Reapy's cross-court pass taken away by Blunt. Blunt up the floor. Blunt with the left hand. Puts it up and down. Robin Blunt with a steal and the lay-in. She's got 4 points, averaging 5.1 points per game. And the defender lead is up to 19 on the steal and lay-in by Blunt. Baseline jumper no good by Bloodworth. Rebound taken away by Chapman. We've got a jailbreak. 2-on-1. Chapman into the front court. Has it blocked by Evans. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. And now we've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout charge to the Grace Royals. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Kim Cruz misses a three-pointer after the timeout. Grayson with the basketball, 2:55 left to go in the third quarter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Just past the 3 o'clock hour, this game a little over an hour old. Grayson with it has the basketball, Orozco. Orozco crossover move down to the baseline. Blunt doesn't give an inch. Comes back over to Cooney. 7 to shoot, and they get it up and down for Cooney. Cooney drains a shot from the perimeter, and that ends the Dort College 8-0 run. It's 40-24. Abby Chapman answering back with a pull-up jumper of her own. And the Dort College defenders, Abby Chapman, has 4 points. Abby Chapman with 4 points. Dort College leads it 42-24. Three-pointer off the mark, no good by Bloodworth. Rebound taken away by the defenders in Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz across the timeline. Kim has it on the right wing. Kim picks up her dribble, looking down low for DeAger. Instead goes to Angbers. Angbers, Chapman. Chapman, three ball on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound is cleared by Reapy. Reapy with the basketball. Reapy gives it up. Right side, Orozco. Orozco's played a ton of minutes this afternoon for Grace. 1:45 remaining, most of it under pretty heavy duress from Blunt and Gasink. And now reach-in foul called on Robin Blunt. Blunt whistled for the personal foul. And for Robin, that is foul number 3, I believe. DeAger checks out, Angbers checks out, Blunt checks out. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be Bousma, Chapman, Radevode, Hulst, and Cruz. Grace with the basketball, and they have that as foul number 4 for Robin Blunt, so she checks out of the ballgame. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Vredevode. Vredevode to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz up the floor with it on the right-hand side. Kim Cruz passes left side over to Bousma. Bousma, top of the key, Chapman. Chapman, right wing to Cruz. Cruz, jump stop, and a charging foul called on Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for the personal foul. And for Kim, that is, I have it down as her first foul. They haven't put it up on the board yet. Kim Cruz will check out of the ballgame. And the defenders send Jamie Gasing back into the contest. Grace has the basketball. Reapy shot, no good. We have a problem at the scorebook, I believe, with who that foul was charged to on this end.
No, she's off the floor now. Number 4 is off the floor now. She drove to the basket.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Shooting free throws will be R.J. Reapy. And now we need to sort out who this last foul was called on. I believe they charged that one to 32. And that would be Micah Hulst. And that should be her third, I believe. seconds remaining. R.J. Reapy shooting another free throw. 42-25 our score. Free throw on the way for Reapy is up and good. So Reapy makes them both, and it's 42-26. 42-26 our score, so sort it all out, and it's Kim Cruz picking up her first, Micah Hulst her third. With the basketball is Chapman. Chapman comes back over to Vredevode. Vredevode back over to Chapman. Chapman out front, 17 seconds to shoot, 44 on the game clock, third quarter of play. Chapman down to the baseline, gives it up underneath to Hulst. Hulst turns, shot good. Michael Holst with five. Dort College leads 44-26. Grace basketball, right side it goes to Strickland. Strickland to Reapy. Reapy with the basketball. Reapy to Evans. Evans at the free throw line, back over to Bloodworth. 12 to shoot, now 10. 9 with the basketball, Strickland. Strickland on the right wing. Strickland at the top of the key. Nothing there, now Cooney. And Cooney's shot at the buzzer on the shot clock, no good. Gasink lets fly from midcourt. Her shot off of the front iron, no good. And that's the end of the first, the end of our third quarter. Our score, Dort College 44, Grace 26. Dort College outscores Grace 20-9 in the third quarter. Back with more after this. They inbound the ball to Orozco. We start the fourth quarter of play. Jamie Gasink gets a hand on the ball, tips it away out of bounds. It will be Grace basketball. Grace to throw the ball in. They get it into Strickland. Strickland goes left side, Cooney. 18 to shoot for Grace. They give it to Bloodworth. Bloodworth in traffic, loses it out of bounds. It'll be Grace basketball. They say it was last touched by the defenders. 14 seconds on the shot clock, 9:43 on the game clock. Throwing it in for Grace will be Strickland. Strickland's pass over the top, Orozco, Orozco, three, good. Karen Orozco with the three-point bucket, and the Dort College defender lead is 44-29. Long pass into the front court, taken away by Strickland. Strickland, Orozco, Orozco, another three, that one's no good. Rebound taken away by Chapman. So Dort College with the basketball, a minute into the fourth quarter of play. Gasink with the basketball, into the corner, Chapman. Chapman with the basketball, feeds it underneath. Ball is deflected and taken away by Grace. Grace, long pass into the front court, taken back by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz will set the offense. Cruz at the top of the key. Nothing there. Comes back right side. This is Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz into the corner. 15 to shoot for Dort College. Holst double-teamed. Back outside. Cruz, three, short, no good. Rebound Holst, Holst, Chapman, Chapman right side, Cruz, Cruz, Gasing, Gasing down to the baseline. Cruz, Gasing fires it outside, Chapman, Chapman sets, fires three, good. Seven for Chapman, and the Dort College defenders lead 47-29. So Abby Chapman knocks down the triple, 8:29 remaining in regulation. Dort College leads at 47-29. Gasing tips the ball, it's taken back by Orozco. Gasink on defense, Orozco with it out front. Pass goes right side over to Evans. Evans floater, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hulse. Two players around her. Takes one hard dribble, gets out of the double team, gets it back over to Gasink. Gasink for the basketball. Gasink feeds it right side. They get it underneath Vredevoad. Vredevoad down to the baseline. Vredevoad back over to Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz right side back over to Chapman. Chapman on the wing. Chapman looking down low. They fired inside for Vredevoad. Vredevoad short arms the jumper on the left baseline. No good. Rebound taken away by Grace. Grace with the basketball. Orozco. Orozco with it in between the circles. Orozco picks up, still has her dribble alive, working against Gasink. Wants to give it up. She does to Strickland. 7.5 left to go in regulation. Right side with it is Evans. Evans down to the baseline. And Evans fouled before the shot. Foul's going to go on Micah Holst. Micah Holst whistled for her fourth personal. And Shea DeAger will check into the ballgame. Gasink, Chapman, Holst check out. Blunt, Angbers, DeAger check in. Vredevoad stays on the floor along with Cruz. Ball is inbounded to Danny Joe Cooney. Cooney to Reapy. Reapy with the basketball back to Orozco. Orozco averaging 15 points per ball game, limited to 7 thus far. And we've got a foul called running through the screen. Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for her second personal foul. 7:11 remaining in regulation. Reapy throws it in to Orozco. Now Cooney. Cooney on the left wing. Cooney gives it up to Evans. Evans with the basketball. Evans back to Orozco. Orozco working against Cruz, 15 to shoot. Orozco at the free throw line. They switch off. Bredevoort now guarding her. 10 to shoot. Her pass deflected. Picked up by Ward. Ward muscles it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called. Oh, beg your pardon. Travel violation called on Ward. I was shielded on the play. They whistle traveling on Ward. Dort College over the basketball. Cruz. Cruz back over to Angbers. Angbers picks up her dribble. Gets to Blunt. Blunt at midcourt. She turns on the right wing. 6:30 remaining in regulation. Dort College with a 18-point lead. Blunt gets around her defensive player. Lay-in is partially blocked. She's fouled on the play. And Robin Blunt will go to the free throw line and will shoot two free throws. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. First free throw by Blunt is good. She's got another one coming. Second free throw by Blunt is up and through. So Robin Blunt makes both free throws. And the Dort College defenders on a 5-0 run. Robin Blunt, the senior from St. Paul, Minnesota, with 6 points. Grace throws it away on the other end, and Dort College has the basketball back. So the Dort College defenders leading 49-29. Inbounding will be Angbers. Angbers over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz at midcourt picks up her dribble. Passes left side. Angbers. Angbers down to Bredevoort. Bredevoort in traffic. Her shot is good. Cassidy Bredevoort with 16 points, and the defenders lead 51-29. Dort College has a 27-12 advantage here in the second half. Lob pass over the top, Ward. Ward all by herself. Layup good. First points of the day for Ward. She came in averaging 10.6 points per ball game. Pretty good defensive effort by the defenders thus far, limiting Grace to 25 points below their season average. Here with 5:38 remaining in regulation. Foul is charged to Grace's Darielle Evans. I believe that's four on Evans. And I think we're going to have a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to Grace. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Kim Cruz makes both free throws, and the defenders lead by 22. Bloodworth with the basketball gives it up to Evans. 10 to shoot for the Grace Royals in their offense. Orozco down to the baseline, cut off on the play by Cruz. Ball is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Grace basketball. Throwing the ball in for the Grace Royals will be Cooney. Danny Joe Cooney to trigger it. Gets it into Orozco. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Now two. And the shot clock expires. It'll be Dort College basketball. 5:07 left to play. Here in regulation, Dort College up 53-31. Ball's inbounded to midcourt to Cassidy Vredevoort. Vredevoort with the basketball. Vredevoort passes right side. Angbers. Angbers thought about the three. Wants to run clock instead. Cruz back over to Blunt. Blunt on the wing. Blunt comes back right side over to Angbers. Angbers gives it up. DeAger. DeAger shot in traffic. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Alyssa Strickland. Strickland with the basketball across the timeline. Strickland passes left side to Orozco. Orozco. Bloodworth. Bloodworth. 12-footer. Left side. Just inside the elbow is good. Bloodworth with 4 points, and the defender lead is 20, 53-33. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Dort College zeroing in on their seventh win of the season. Shea DeAger able to twirl to the right. Gets a shot off of the glass. It's good. Dort College leads 55-33. 4:14 and counting. Ball game. Down to the baseline. Evans. Evans shot no good. Rebound cleared by Cruz. Kim Cruz into the front court. Kim all the way up the floor. Has a player open. Then the defense drops off, and Kim Cruz gets the two-point basket. She's got 8. And the defenders lead 57-33. 3:55 and counting. Regulation. Darielle Evans with the basketball. Evans passes it off to Strickland. Strickland to Cooney. Cooney down to the baseline, cut off by Bredevoort. Now back to Evans. Evans drives in over the right hand. Layup good. Evans with 4 points, and the defender lead is 57-34. Driving in is Robin Blunt. Blunt sidesteps the defensive player. Her layup, no good. And we have a foul on the play. Foul called on the defenders and Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt whistled for her fifth personal. She will foul out of the ballgame with 6 points. 3:27 remaining in regulation. So Abby Walterstorff will check into the ballgame, checking out Robin Blunt. Had his team foul number 3 against the defenders in this quarter. Have not had a lot of free throw shot in this one. I'm not sure either team has made it to the bonus today. Women's basketball, it resets to 0 after every quarter. You get to the bonus on the fifth foul of each quarter. Shot underneath by Bloodworth, no good. Rebound cleared by Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Abby with it. She passes right side. Vredevoad. Vredevoad shakes right, goes left, comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff back to Chapman. Chapman back to Abby Walterstorff. Three on the way from the right wing, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Bloodworth. She outlets ahead to Orozco. Orozco with the basketball. Orozco will let fly with a long three, no good. Rebound cleared by Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball, gives it up to Chapman. Chapman with it on the right side. Lost it. Orozco jarred it free. Now Orozco gets the return pass from Cooney. Orozco in between the circles. She passes right side Strickland. 2:27 and counting. On the right side, Strickland still has her dribble alive, working against Walterstorff. Tries to pass it through the lane, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Grace. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Grace basketball. DeAger checks out of the ball game. Chapman checks out. Vredevoad stays in. No, Vredevoad will check out of the ball game. Chapman will stay in the ball game for the defenders. Brianna Bergquist checks into the ball game, and a foul called on Kenzie Bausma. Bausma runs into Karen Orozco, and Bausma gets called for the personal foul. Her second. Orozco will inbound the basketball on the sideline. She passes right side to Cooney. Cooney gives it up to Evans. Evans free throw line, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Chapman. 2 minute warning. North College brings it up the floor. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman has Jora Vanderhart open on the right. Finds Vanderhart. No, it Bergquist instead. Now Vanderhart. Back right side it goes to Bausma. Bausma over the basketball. Bausma around the horn they go. Chapman 11 to shoot. She lets fly. Shot no good. Long rebound taken away by Grace. Coming up with the basketball is Evans. Evans against Vanderhart. Layup is good. Count the hoop and she is fouled. Darielle Evans whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 2. On the defenders. I beg your pardon, that's going to be foul number 3 on Bausma. Oh, that's Vanderhart. Vanderhart picks up the personal foul. That's my mistake. Vanderhart whistled for the personal. 3-point play opportunity here for Darielle Evans. She's got 6 points and now 7. 57-37, Dort College in front. Beg your pardon, 57-38. Dort College in front by 19, 90 seconds left to go in this one. Pass goes inside to Bergquist. Bergquist kicks it out of bounds. It'll be Grace basketball. Grace to inbound. This is Strickland. Strickland inbounds to Orozco. Orozco will take it up the floor. She passes right side over to Evans. Evans with it on the wing. Evans comes back to Strickland. Strickland with it. Comes back to Orozco. Orozco to Evans. Evans at the top of the key. They give it inside to Cooney. Cooney's shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Danny Jo Cooney will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Abby Walterstorff whistled for the personal foul. First free throw is off the mark, no good. And another one on the way. Checking out of the ballgame will be Bausma. So on the floor for the defenders right now, you've got Steffi Kennard, Brianna Bergquist, Hannah Norton, Jora Vanderhart, and Abby Walterstorff on the floor for the defenders. 1 minute remaining in regulation. Pass goes right side with the basketball. Vanderhart. Vanderhart gives it up Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Norton. Norton right back over to Kennard. Kennard with the basketball in the middle of the lane. Comes back right side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Vanderhart. Vanderhart to Bergquist. Bergquist. Kennard. Kennard. Left wing jumper. No good. Rebound taken down by Walterstorff. Walterstorff will dribble it back to the perimeter. 10-second difference. Shot clock and game clock. Pass goes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Vanderhart. Vanderhart gives it up Bergquist. Bergquist back out front. Left side it goes Norton. Norton will let up, put up the three and hit it. Norton with the three. York College leads 60-39. Racing the other way, and we've got a foul called on the play. Vanderhart whistled for the personal foul. So Joram, the junior from Pella, whistled for the personal foul. Free throws on the way for Evans. Norton knocks down the triple moments ago for the Dort College defenders. Her first points of the day. First free throw is up and good for Norton. That is her first made field goal of the season. Free throw is off the mark, no good. So one of two for Darielle Evans. Evans unofficially with 8 points. And the defenders lead 60-40. Steal by Evans. Evans lay in good. Evans now with 10 points. And the defenders lead by 18. 2 seconds left, 1 second, and that's the ball game. Our final score, Dort College 60. Grace 42. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of today's women's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. GPAC scores from today. Women's play, Morningside downs the College of St. Mary 84-71. Morningside now 14-2 in conference play. CSM is 6-10. Hastings over Mount Marty 75-63. Hastings 11-5 in the conference. Mount Marty is now 9-7. Briarcliff downs Midland 68-57. Dakota Wesleyan defeats Doan 72-66. Northwestern over Nebraska Wesleyan 77-54. The only team to win at home this afternoon in GPAC play and women's play was Hastings. The rest of the teams all go on the road and take care of business. Next up for the Dort College defenders, they will take a 6-17 mark and 3-13 GPAC mark into their contest Wednesday evening at Dakota Wesleyan. That'll be part of a women's and men's basketball doubleheader. Dakota Wesleyan 10-6 in the conference, 16-6 overall. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.